Oklahoma teachers haven't received an across-the-board pay raise in 8 years, but this November, voters will have a chance to boost teacher pay if they approve State Question 779. It would fund the raises through a 1% sales tax. Education advocates say this could prevent teachers from fleeing the state or the profession for better-paying jobs. But, as Emily Wendler reports for Oklahoma Engaged, opponents argue the proposal would create an entirely different set of problems.
Many Oklahoma classrooms are overcrowded. Teachers are leaving, and a majority of replacement teachers are underqualified. State revenue shortfalls have left school budgets so tight that some districts are going to a four-day week to save money. It isn't a pretty picture. And there's a fairly widespread consensus in Oklahoma that education needs more funding.
No question, our teachers need a pay raise.
I'm telling you, I want our education funded.
I completely agree that we need to provide more funding for education in the state.
One solution is on the table, State Question 779, championed by University of Oklahoma President David Boren. It funds aspects of education through a 1 cent sales tax, and voters will see it on the ballot in November. If State Question 779 passes, it's projected to raise about $615 million a year. A majority of that money will feed $5,000 raises for every teacher in the state. Lori Dickinson is the executive director of the Edmond Public Schools Foundation, and she says this is the first step to keep teachers in the profession and in Oklahoma.
You know, it does not fix, but it stops the bleeding, and it does give immediate hope to especially the teacher crisis that we have right now.
The remaining funds would be divvied up between public schools, higher education, career tech, and early childhood education. Dickinson says state funding hasn't kept up with student enrollment growth, and she worries that if this doesn't pass, academic achievement will slide.
We can't continue to have the cuts we've had and see the continued excellence that we've experienced during that same time period.
State Question 779 is currently the only plan to offer financial relief for school districts, but it is far from a slam dunk and has generated a lot of opposition.
It's a regressive tax. It's bad for business.
I do think that is a slippery road.
There just needs to be a better solution.
Passing 779 will make Oklahoma's sales tax among the highest in the nation. In some cities, it would push the rate to over 10%. Some opponents worry that a high sales tax hurts those with a low income the most. Others say it will harm the economy. Stillwater City Councilman Will Joyce fears city governments will suffer. He says municipalities use sales taxes to fix streets and pay for local services.
You know, we won't be able to consider saying, well, let's add a half cent to pay for a new fire station, which this town desperately needs.
He also worries the high sales tax will drive customers away from local stores and toward the internet, which will ultimately decrease his city's sales tax collections.
We can only assume that the higher the sales tax is, the more incentive that is for people to go places where they don't have to pay the sales tax, which is Amazon or an online retailer. So,
at Merrifield Office Supply in downtown Stillwater, owner Joe Merrifield says a higher sales tax would create a challenge for him.
We were up against a sale on two chairs that were $2,000 each. And when you factor in the sales tax on a $4,000 sale, I am $340, $50 behind when we start the quoting process.
But that isn't Merrifield's biggest concern with State Question 779. He's a big believer in public education and wants to see it fully funded, but he doesn't think a sales tax is the way to do it. He wishes the state would raise property taxes instead.
I'm telling you to tax me more than others.
Stillwater Councilman Will Joyce says state legislators have the power to make something happen, but so far they haven't.
The state legislature needs to do its job and fund the school system through the recurring revenue that the state collects to fund these programs.
House Appropriations and Budget Committee Chair Earl Sears does not deny that education needs more funding, but he says it's going to be tough to achieve in this era of low oil and gas prices. Sears says it's an uphill battle to raise taxes in the legislature, and he doesn't want to cut funding from other services, so he hopes to find money for teacher raises by reforming tax credits and exemptions. He asks Oklahomans for patience.
I personally believe they need to give us more time to try to work through all these positions that I've just explained to you to see if we can make this thing happen. I would prefer doing it that way and not raise the sales tax.
But those in favor of 779 say the ballot proposal is a way to circumvent the legislature, and there's not enough time to wait. For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Emily Wendler.